American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it's a good day! This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, May 30th, 2005. But in actuality, it's not Monday, May 30th, 2005. It's currently Saturday. But that's okay, because I drink enough coffee that I can transfer through space and time with my beautiful and talented co-host, Cimmerian!
Don't confuse the audience of days.
I stopped recording and Sim shit on me because he's like, no, don't go back to the beginning. We never go back to the beginning. So I'm like, wow.
You already got 20 seconds.
You already got 24 seconds. We wasted. That's 24 seconds.
Seconds.
You are obsessed with recording stuff. You know that, eh? It's like we went over to Sparky's and we were doing some stuff and he discovered that Sparky had some photos of me. Incidentally.
Which he hasn't given to me yet.
Which he has
still.
Not. And he's pissed off.
Yes. That,
and look at him. He's just angry. But
very angry.
I'm thinking, you know that photo that he got of me in the tuxedo holding the gun?
Yes.
Where I look all James Bond, but it's
at least
star.
I have that one.
You have that one.
Yes.
That's an awesome picture of the author photo. That's the total picture of the author photo.
Really?
That's like, I'm a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, my original,
it works.
You know, for something like that, I kind of dig that one. I thought that was, if we were, I'd almost like that one better than the shot we have on the Rampage right now is my Sean Kennedy. I have this guy, because at least, you know, there I look sort of crazy, you know, and it's black and white, goes with the kung fu outfit.
Well, it's not black. I can turn it black and white. That would even
No, but the outfit's black and white.
Oh, yes.
You see what I mean? And the kung fu outfit was black and white.
I could turn the whole picture black and white. It might look better.
I don't know. That's a pretty skookum picture, but it's begging to be photoshopped. I mean, that gun can be changed like 200 million times.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's such a
different
contrast.
Gun.
God only knows. Do we know where that Deuce X, there was a Deuce X cover done with me on the front. It's on the Rant page somewhere.
Deuce X?
Yeah, Deuce X, the video game. Somebody did the cover of the video game with my face on it instead of the...
I don't remember that one.
I remember the one... I remember
they did a me of whatever.
Yeah, it was a Hitman.
Hitman.
It was a Hitman, Hitman one, but I thought
I remember
that was
a triple one of the Matrix, you, me, and Dark One.
There was a Deuce X one. There was a Deuce X one, I'm sure of it.
Okay.
I'm sure of it.
Okay.
Like,
it's buried somewhere there.
Sim's looking at me with the you've gone insane look on your face.
Did you dream that?
No, I don't dream anything. My life just certainly slades from slades?
Slades?
My life slades.
Yes.
Now I have to come up with a meaning of the word slade. Slading is when reality and your dreams kind of slur and you can't tell if a memory you had was a dream, you know, because you'd be like, did I slade back and forth. Did I do that or did I dream that? Because everybody's done that. You know, was that a dream or was that reality? That's called slading. That's where the barrier of reality folds.
Yeah, put that in your book, Merriam-Webster.
Yeah, so there, you big dictionary fuck. This is Newsreel. Your daily report is the wog counterculture defeats the evil of court political tyranny. And you can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. Get to the live journal right now by going to Sean_Kennedy. That's the little underscore thing, which is actually found right next to the plus sign. It's like the third
beside
key
the zero,
over from the left.
Beside the backspace.
From the right,
over,
kind of by the backspace. Just, you know, hit it. And then...
you have to use a shift.
Yeah, Sean_Kennedy.live. No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Yeah,
no,
yes,
you
do. No,
it's a
dash.
Do a
no, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, so yes. Underscore.
Yeah. Merriam-Webster, are you getting all this? Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. This is a free radio broadcast. And what does that mean, free trademark? That means that there's no charge and you can do whatever you want with it, including burn it, destroy it, give it away, alter it.
That's
do
right.
Anything you want. Because it's free.
You can't sell it.
Like air.
But you can do anything you want.
Yeah, you can't sell that. If you
sell this
shit and turn my free product into something
we'll
you're making
you.
Money with, I will send bad people to you and they will not be happy. I have no control of what they do when they get there, but I will give them your grid. So, because that's how that works. My fans are generally fire and forget. This is a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, 76 Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Radio306.com, and OspreyRadio.info.
You're making lies up about all these radio stations on Friday.
I was.
It was very funny.
They loved it, though, and it was quite obviously lies. You know,
yes.
The nice thing about the Sean Kennedy lies is that you know I'm lying. You know, when I quote a guy when I say that Condoleezza Rice looked at George Bush and said, "Whoa, dude, do you want me to open that beer for you?" You know, that I said that I'm lying. You know that, okay? Because so come on, it's not like
pretty obvious.
It's like, could you imagine having Dan Rather lie to you? I mean, you believe everything Dan Rather says. You'd be like, you know, I'm wearing women's underwear. Apparently, he was on a TV show. And he's got a hell of a sense of humor. He did a mock news interview, and he's
Dan
like,
"Dan Rather went on Letterman all the time. He was a great guest. He's awesome."
And he was like,
"So
he's
funny.
Like, I'm not wearing any pants," and he's like dancing around and shit. I'm like, "Whoa, that just like damages my image of Dan Rather huge." But I dig Dan Rather. You know, I do. I think he's an okay guy. I think that there's a lot of people who, because when I said that before, people were sending me in letters, and they're like, "No, Dan Rather was around when Kennedy got shot," and they're like totally tracing this motherfucker back to the day. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, "Wow, hey, there's money on my computer.
Hey, that's a bonus.
That's a bonus." And Dan Rather is shit hot. Like, I dig the guy.
Yeah.
And I think that he got fucking crucified for, you know, for what he did with that whole, you know, George Bush thing.
You can't make mistakes.
Let's invent a scandal for me to retire by so I can go to 60 Minutes and be the underdog hero guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just bullshit. There's so much bullshit that I see on the air right now. It's just not even funny. So let's get into the feedback right off the top. Is that okay? Are those levels okay? Does that look all right to you?
Yeah, they're fine. You just have to boost them up a little bit more at the end. Then.
Generally. I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's better than distorting.
I was doing some after now, and I had to get it up. No, I was. I was doing... They know. I put it on my live journal.
God.
I went live journal after now, 22 minutes.
Oh, wonderful.
And they went down. Yeah, well, so it's already posted. You know, I'm surprised.
It won't be out till 2008.
Yeah, it's not going to be out for a while. Don't ride Sim. Do not ride Sim. Quite often I'll say shit like, oh yeah, Sim's got everything. And it's not true, okay? Quite often Sim's sitting there trying to handle all you egotistical little bastards all arguing, I'm better than him. He said this in the IRC. You know, nobody gives a fuck, okay? We're trying to get some product out to you people. Try to pretend that you can have some cohesion. Thank you. That'd be wonderful. Into the feedback. Dear Sean, the vagus nerve cluster is the pleasure center.
Okay.
That's all the email said. Vagus Nerve Cluster is the pleasure center. Now, this is a beautiful email right here. Because he didn't skip any bullshit. There wasn't even the Dear Sean. I had to put the Dear Sean in there.
There's no Dear Sean.
I got one sentence email. Vagus Nerve Cluster is the pleasure center. That's like direct communication from server right there.
Yeah.
Jedi Master Leiborn.
Wow.
Now, that is
That's
from
good.
That Wirehead article I did where I said, remember the wires? Well, you don't care. You don't listen. You don't love me.
It's background noise. I put it on. Yeah. I listen for bad things.
You don't sleep and listen to it, do you? Because I heard that. People listen
nightmares.
To After Now and sleep. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that troopy
That's
sitting
dangerous.
There listening to After Now with a fully loaded automatic weapon.
Rocking
getting,
back and forth.
Walking back and forth going, yeah, yeah, I'm in the desert wars. I'm like, whoa, dude, we all love you and we hope you come home, smoke a lot of grass, get drunk on the porch in your rocking chair. That's what we want for you. That's what I want for all war vets, really?
Yeah.
Rocking chairs, porches, JD.
And free grass.
Yeah. Hookah, JD. Actually, no, not even the JD. I'd be and probably red wine. Because red wine, surprisingly, is psycho antioxidant. Did you know that? That red wine is crazy, crazy antioxidant? Like, I know you don't like wine, and I know you don't like alcohol, but in the land of booze, okay.
It's king.
Well, you know, it's been around for a long time. It's not hard booze, and the Italians have a very, very low heart disease thing because they drink so much red wine. You see
Possibly.
What I mean? And if you look at the Italian food, oh yeah, they're heart smart. No. I'm like, we'll make that butter, and then we'll deep fry that butter. Now take a stick of butter. And
add some butter to it.
Melt it, wrap up a Mars bar in the butter, then deep fry that shit, okay, and then dip it in mayonnaise as you eat it.
God
you know,
damn,
that's
it's tasty.
But that's some tasty shit. You know, it'll kill you.
Italian food in Italy? Oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
This country is completely fucked when it comes to food, really.
North
America.
Oh, so we have crap food.
We have shit food compared to the rest of the world. Like, especially, I went over to a buddy's house, and his mom, the Filipino chick, had cooked me all those wings that time with a hibachi. She went outside with, like, you know, some plants and a hibachi and some dead chickens and came back in with this fucking amazing feed. And I'm, like, eating the entire house, you know. And luckily...
Oh, yeah.
She was one of those broads who had the whole the more you eat, the more better I am as a cook thing. So by the time I got out of there, you know, she was...
Bloated, rolling you out the door.
Oh, seriously, I ate like four plates, and she was real subtle. She's like, you know those people who fill up your drink as you're drinking it and talk?
Oh,
she was doing
you
that
never get
food.
Down past half.
Well, they're very traditional. It's like the men eat first and stuff like that, eh?
Oh,
it's not my family. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, I think that's fascist. And
whatever you like.
Whatever you like, you know, it's your house. But generally, by the time I left there, I thought she was the Virgin Mother. By the time, you know, from the amount of food that I ate there. I mean, she generally had the... you know, the godhood status. You know, there's like little candles with her picture on it. It's really cool.
Shrines.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, back to the feedback. Dear Sean, do you think the U.S. would bring back the draft? I've noticed a bill passing recently to keep women out of combat situations in the Army, which could possibly need lead to the need for more soldiers. Effectively, they would be removing whatever percentage of the combat military personnel. Of course, they'd be wanting replacements. You know why they're passing a bill to get rid of women in the combat arms? Because women should not be in the combat arms because it causes problems. I have said this from day one. It is not my dreamy stuff that I made up. This is the result of massive amounts of research done in multiple combat theories. Everybody's tried to make all women infantry units work. It'll never fucking work. Nice try. Furthermore, I don't think anybody should be... I don't want any men in the combat unit either. I'd rather have it all done with droids or at least power armor.
Robot Wars.
Drone Wars. You know, I'd rather have that. But do I think the draft's coming back? Yes. In a word, yes, I think it is. They've already got everything in place. They got the bills for it. They got the No Child Left Behind thing going on where they register everyone. So, yeah, I think so, Mac. I think that it's. I think the draft is on its way.
I wouldn't think it would be unfeasible.
No, totally not. I mean, it makes more sense to think the draft would be on its way. Hello. Now, this is my ongoing junkie kill the junkie thing, okay? And
okay.
I had somebody who was emailing me back
and
forth.
And you're either they're unreformable, once a meth head, always a meth head thing?
Well, not exactly. You're
oh,
kind
you
of
said
paraphrasing. I didn't
out
say...
Out of context.
Out of context. I'm thinking that there are a lot after a year, as I understand it. Now, I have not heard anything else otherwise, but talking with law enforcement, talking with some other people that I know, apparently after a year...
Generally...
Well, no, the problem is, it's like, if I shoot you in the head, there's going to be general damage that's done because I've shot you in the head.
Irreversible.
Yeah, now, meth, especially now, meth of today is not the meth of 10 years ago. This is also another problem.
Yeah.
Where the meth of today is made with bleach and battery acid. They're making it super cheap. They don't even call it meth up here anymore. They call it Jib. And all the junkies are called Jib Tech Warriors. I'm not making that up. That's
what?
honest
Jib
to God.
Jib Tech Warriors.
If you were to go down to Langley right now and say, do you ever hear the term Jib Tech Warrior? They'd be like, oh, yeah, those are junkies. Those are meth heads. They call them Jib. The drug is called Jib. It's and generally somebody came up with Jib Tech Warrior because they all dress, you know, super alternative, and they're all like, and they're all totally manic and shit like that, cracking off crystals off their face and smoking. So yeah, that's the Jib Tech Warrior. So I'm sort of like, okay, now when if I burn my brain with permanently that cannot be recovered, that's not like weed where things went to sleep. It means it's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like when you do coke and your middle of your nose falls out. That's not so good.
Your brain's not going to put itself back
your
together.
Your brain cannot like put itself back together. And as I understand it, so there's a lot. This is why you get these people who have problems in society because generally they're probably a little bit mentally unbalanced to start with. But anyway, let me read this email here. Hello. I was not defending the use of meth. It is the worst drug out there. I know because I did an 8-ball a day in high school for 3 years. And I'm a successful hairdresser in San Francisco now and very educated and live a great life. Also, 90% of the people I did this with over the three cities for 3 years have degrees. And you would never know that they ever did it to look at them. I guarantee no one ever guesses I ever lived the dark side. So I was just letting you know that. Letting you know that you meet people every day that you would never guess were meth addicts at one time. Unfortunately, some people reach the dark side and never come back, and those are the ones you see nuts in the street. But I would have to say the more than likely, from what I have noticed, is that they were mildly mentally ill before taking it, and that was all it took to push them over the edge. Now, this is pretty much universally true, too, with games, anything else. People have to be kind of a little bit gone first.
Yeah.
I don't think I know one person that did not used to be heavy on meth, but most of them are living really great lives and are now running magazines in New York, which explains a lot, really. Photographs, photographers, hairdressers, etc. I'm just saying that you never hear about the ones that clean up and get lives on their own. Now, that's very true. You never hear about the recovering guys.
Yeah, they're not going to say, yeah, I did meth in a day.
And you know what? I'm probably wrong here. I'm probably wrong here because I don't. All I see are the junkie motherfuckers, you know, who I've got to try to deal with, who are like,
right,
you know, and they can't remember 30 seconds at a time. You throw them off a site and they're like, oh, hi. And they clearly have no light of recognition in their eyes and stuff.
Right.
Like these
you don't
people
meet
are,
the ones that have gone on to good lives. And
no. It's like the Christians.
Yep.
You know, you never hear about, you know, the nice Christians who sit back, you know, they have their family.
Keep
and they
to themselves.
Love, and they keep to themselves. Yep. And they have their worship and they're generally really nice and they try to help as many people as they can. No, you hear about Bob Larson. Right. You hear about Bob Larson talking about Satan in the toy box. And I'm really sure... That is real, you know, so occasionally I will make some generalized sweeping statement about things like meth heads that you should probably take with a grain of salt. In case you have not noticed, I may be, in fact, totally batshit insane. So, you know, I don't know for sure, because if you know you're insane, then you're not insane. But if I suspect that I could be insane, then that circumvention would wind up in this bad loop and everything's
right.
Really weird. But anyway, so it's a chance. So check some, make up your own mind. Never take anything I say at face value unless it's regarding the news or pedophiles. So, dear Sean... Message. On the subject of supporting the troops, I've been frequenting AmericanSnipers.org. Most people don't realize that a lot of the sniper units deployed in Iraq/Afghanistan receive the same issue equipment as the standard infantry units receive. I did not know this. These guys are mostly coming out of their own pockets to cobble together the specialty gear they need, not to mention the regular items they need to survive. I've seen sniper units asking for standard BDUs and lubrication for their weapons. Okay, so they basically drop these guys over there, and that's totally legit from what I know about the military. So they drop this guy in the desert. You're a sniper team. Off you go. Can we get some more? Nope, we're out. Supplies are down. Off you go. Start killing.
Oh, yeah?
We need some gear and stuff. Can I get some shit to clean my weapon? Because I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm in the desert, and the desert gets sand in everything. Imagine trying to shoot with a precision piece of equipment in Burning Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Welcome to the machine, especially with optics and the scopes and fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Just a nightmare.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I'm not surprised by that in the slightest. AmericanSnipers.org takes donations only for money and kit and ships snipers needed to deploy in the field. So sites have tons of letters sent from snipers and the site has helped. Thought you might like to check it out. Maybe you should talk about it on the show. And that was from Minus Blindfold. And I got a link for that in down in the Daily Hacks. I thought it was kind of an interesting thing to show that when everyone's saying that, you know, support the troops, you know, America, you know, fuck yeah. the problem is here, though, is that you're sending these troops over there. And whether or not they should be there, okay, we're not talking about this. I'm not going to talk about the role of the sniper, which is, I mean, honest to God, he's the king of the soldiers, really. I mean, one sniper can do more damage than anyone. But the point is that you're not even giving the guys the equipment they need to do the job, okay? If you were funding, at least you could run the war well to fund your people. Give them vehicles that don't suck, a.k.a. the striker. Give them armor for their vehicles, a.k.a. the Humvee. So that people in the hometowns where the Humvees are made don't have to put money in. Like, where the fuck is all this money going?
Yeah. Where's billions and trillions?
There's billions and trillions of dollars going in, and the snipers got no bullets, the Humvees got no armor, and the strikers don't work? What the fuck's happening here? Who's running this war? Like, seriously. Yeah,
so if you're going to do it right.
Well, if you're gonna play the game, I mean, if you're going to support your boys, right, and you got them in a fight, whether or not you agree with the fight, okay, personally, everyone knows, I've said a number of times, get them the fuck out. It's an unwinnable war. You're not going to sort these people out. Okay, you're not. I mean, they've been fucking killing each other since the Bible. All right? It's not going to end. You know, unless you glass the whole Holy Land, okay, it's not going to come to pass. So, you know, and again, if I was running the war over there, I'd have this shit sorted out pretty quick. You know, I'd be in The Hague, but I'd have this shit sorted out pretty quick. You know, I'd rather send one general to The Hague and save a whole bunch of lives. That's sort of my... No, seriously. Seriously. That's like Fog of War, that guy who firebombed that whole city and shit like that, but he saved lives. When you're dealing with war, it sucks. It's hell. So the only thing you can do is look at the math and make decisions to save the most lives. End the war as quick as you can. Get your people the fuck out. And the only way you can do that is to
arm, stay out of it.
Or stay the fuck out. Yeah, again, the initial term is, oh, fuck you, fuck your country, fuck everything, we're leaving. You can't do that. Oh, look at me. Here I go. Getting on the plane. Doo-doo-doo-doo. On the plane. You guys are all bombing us and shit. You want us to leave? No problem. Leaving.
Handle your own business.
And they'll be like, but the terrorists will come back. No, they won't. No, they won't.
We'll protect their own borders.
Because Sean's in charge now. Oh, next terrorist attack. Holy Land glass. You can't do that. Yeah, I can. Got the bomb. Holy Land glass. Look at that. Big parking lot. You can pray in your car.
Put up the warning.
Yep.
Holy Land glass.
Well, they've done that. Bush has already issued an order. They said, oh, and next WMD, if it goes off in the homeland, yeah, there's like 5 sacred sites are taken out. One of them is Mecca. That's floating around the intelligence community right now, but apparently this has been communicated to the terrorist groups.
Right.
So this is why I'm a little bit leery of, you know, because honestly, let's say a nuke goes off in like New York. Well,
maybe that's why nothing's happened since.
Yeah, well, also nothing's happened.
Do not fuck with us again.
Yeah,
ever.
And again, that's assuming that they fucked with you the first time and the whole thing wasn't completely fabricated, because even the security footage I see from the Pentagon of like, here's the footage. Yes, I've seen it a million times. I've actually seen that footage completely debunked. It's like, here's the footage of the plane hitting the Pentagon. No, here's some pictures of the Pentagon, some smoke, and an explosion.
No plane.
No plane. No 60-ton aircraft dry weight with bodies or luggage anywhere. Anywhere. Nowhere to be seen. And you can have Pentagon employees, they could clean up a 60-ton aircraft with bodies everywhere. I mean, have you ever seen a plane crash?
In an hour.
In an hour. Glad that, you know, that plane didn't fuck up the lawn either, eh? You know, because sometimes
the
planes
crash.
Or the fence or the lawn. And none of the people in the suburbs saw this plane that was apparently flying 400 miles an hour, 30 feet off the ground over the entire runways, which you'd hear. you know, everywhere. It'd be all over the place, you know. And you know, there was no plane that hit the fucking Pentagon. I'm sorry. I don't believe a plane hit the Pentagon. And there's a lot of evidence to back that shit up. But people will just generally go, that's insane. No, it's not insane. What it is
why would they lie to us?
Why would they lie to us? Indeed, why would they lie to you? But I'm not going to tell you why they lied to you. I don't know why they did, but I do know they did lie to you. So there it is. Dear Sim. I'm listening. Listen to this. We got an email for Sim. And Sim loves email on the show, so make sure if you do have questions for Sim
especially
on the show.
About this.
I'm listening to Newsreel and hearing him talk about being a vegan because he respects animals. I was wondering, what's your view about animals getting killed during harvest? Many people turn vegetarian or vegan to protect animals, and I find this kind of backward as more animals get killed in vegetable fields by the farming machinery, than in the meat industry, since more animals are killed for the same amount of food. Thanks for any info. Not hacking on you or anything, but I'd like to receive some serious reply over this, over the usual bashing I get for asking vegans, vegetarians this. And that's from Annoyed Dragon Sim. Respond.
Okay, I'm not part of a magical vegan or vegetarian group that adhere to these, to a set of strict laws and rules they've placed on the wall or anything.
Everybody wants to put you in a box.
Yeah, yeah. They do. Yeah. Say, oh, you're a vegan, so you have to go by this. Yeah. And no, I all I do it for is to reduce, well, many reasons, actually.
Yeah,
one is to reduce harm.
Yeah, reduce suffering.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's saying, no, you're not reducing suffering. You should be actually eating meat rather than the vegetables, because the harvesting of the vegetables kills the animals indirectly rather than directly, and it kills less by killing them directly.
The implied question here is an insect worth more or less than a cow?
Right.
Okay. So, do you value life based upon weight? You know what I'm saying? La, la, la.
Or by individual.
Yeah, yeah. So,
because if you're doing an individual, carve up a blue whale, and you kill one animal for the rest of your life, and you're done.
Yeah, which is endangered. Yeah,
yeah. Or yeah. Whatever.
Which
animal.
A baby can crawl through its arteries, yeah. That's how big those fucking things are.
But you're only killing one.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
If you want to go that way.
What's a big deal?
Yeah.
What's the problem here? This kind of shit makes me nuts. Can I talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. This kind of shit makes me absolutely insane. Okay, first of all, there's a few things you got to understand. The number one thing you got to understand is that you're trying to decrease suffering. Now, everyone wants to ask questions about decreasing suffering, and they're not asking these questions. And I'm not ripping on you, Annoyed Dragon, okay? But this is the kind of things that happens. Personally, the concept of comparing, you know, worms and bugs in a field to cows being factory farmed and I mean, go do some research on factory farming. Oh, my God. Yes, I am into killing the bugs in the field during harvest. Get off on killing the bugs in the field during the harvest. The meat industry needs to be reformed because of disease reasons and things like that. There's major health reasons why the meat industry needs to be reformed. Working in a beef jerky processing plant, which has more stringent laws in Canada than they do in the United States, and it was still a fucking nightmare in there, okay? So you've got to understand that, you know, generally this whole thing about people asking vegans and vegetarians questions. You ever notice that people, you don't never see the vegans asking the people who eat meat. They're like, why do you eat meat? You know it's bad, right? Like, they don't really attack them. They really don't.
I mean, some do, but
yeah, but that's the PETA guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you're just trying to live your life and do your thing. And I've noticed that, too, is that if you're a member of the counterculture, everyone makes these laws. That's a really good point. You know, they say, like, oh, you're wearing those shoes.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. Or
I'm not allowed to have individual rules for myself.
You're kicked out of the vegan club.
We're taking your badge.
Yeah, we're taking your badge. No vegan for you. You can't claim you're vegan because, well, what are you? It's not about me. No, of course it's not about you because nobody, you're not anything. You know what I mean? Quit saying you haven't done anything wrong because, quite honestly, you haven't done much of fuck all. So
the only reason I say I'm a vegetarian or vegan is to explain the concept to other people. Like, there's different levels.
Hate things that are different, you know? They really do. People hate different things.
Like, you don't eat certain things, but you don't give yourself a label because you don't eat whatever. I'm sure there's some food you hate, like spicy, super spicy food. You don't eat it.
I don't eat it.
Have you made up a special label because you don't eat super spicy food?
Pussy, generally.
There you go.
I go, I'm a pussy.
But I don't see the reason to, there's no need to label people like this. And I only do it because I have to explain this to people. Oh, why aren't you having the meat that we're eating? Well, because I'm a vegetarian.
And this actually ties into the whole WOG thing. People have been on me. I mean, the WOG coalition, stuff like that we're talking about. Make rules, make the labels, make, you know, what the laws are. And I'm like, no, dude.
We need rules to live by.
We need rules to live by. Lead.
But
no.
Your own rules. Damn, make up your own rules for your own life that you're comfortable with.
You can have a WOG who eats steak. You can have a WOG that's a vegan. You can have a WOG that's, you know, a fruitarian or whatever the hell those weirdos are. I mean, that's totally cool. That's the whole point here is that, you know, you can get through this. Holy goddamn.
But please,
man, 23
don't
minutes into the show.
Ask me any more vegetarian questions. I'm not an authority. I just don't eat meat.
Yeah. So, no more vegan questions for Sam. And I feel bad because Annoyed Dragon's probably like, wow, I'm really getting
like,
shit
I'm not
on.
Pissed at Annoyed Dragon.
No, not at all. Not at all. This is just like he got the question. And Sim likes questions, not about vegan stuff. But, you know.
If it's about stuff other than.
No shoutcast questions either. No shoutcast, no vegan. You like that? I caught that.
That's
anyway,
good.
Yeah, it's a good one. So beyond that, moving right along. But Annoyed Dragon, very, very cool. I think that the one thing you want to know here is, like, why does everyone care? Why is there such a...
Yeah, that's the bigger question.
Why does anyone care? Why does anyone care what the fuck I eat?
Why do they care what's on my plate?
Nobody asks what turns Sim on in bed, so why the hell would they want to know what the hell he's eating? These two things are totally personal questions. Those are personal questions. You know, it's just food I consume.
They're allowed. Okay,
I mean,
you can ask them,
honestly, eating is a very sacred act. As a matter of fact, around the world, eating is one of the most sacred acts. Most people pray before they eat. Like, this is a huge thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that, honestly, in order to get that section of our brains where, you know, spiritualism is and shit like that sorted out, perhaps maybe, you know, a little bit of meditation regarding food, a little bit of forethought into your food, because it's hard to pray over a pizza pop. But if you, you know, you went and you got yourself a bunch of rice and shit like that, and you made up a nice meal, you know, you'd be feeling like, wow, you know, I'm really putting healthy food into my body.
Especially if you grew it yourself, too, in your own garden.
You betcha. Healthy body, healthy mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it works. Now, I'm 25 minutes in, and I got a lot of stories to cover.
I just do the first couple sentences of each news story.
I always do that anyway. Yeah, you know. Yeah. In the news, in Luddite news, listen to this. A group of academics publishing, pardon me, a group of academic publishers, the publishers, not the writers, the publishers, the people who make money, the word pimps, called Google Incorporated's plan to scan millions of library books into its internet search engine index for a troubling financial threat to its membership. Right.
What?
The Association of American University Press said in a letter to Google that the online search engine's library project appears to involve systematic infringement of copyright on a massive scale, end quote. The association, which represents 125 nonprofit publishers of academic journals and scholarly books, asked Google to respond to a list of 16 questions seeking more information about how the company plans to protect copyrights, which are dumb. The whole copyright concept is really...
blows my mind, this whole article.
The two unidentified publishers already asked Google to withhold its copyrighted material from the scanners, but the company hasn't complied with the request. Peter Givler, the executive director for the New York-based trade group, wrote in a letter that was sent last Friday. Google, based in Mountain View, California, said in a statement Monday that it offers protections to copyright holders. For example, the company said that for books still in copyright, it will only see bibliographic information and a few sentences of text. These are books still in production. Right, books still in copyright, so they
right,
want to take
can buy them in the store, or whatever. Somebody
yeah,
still
and they're still
owns
in copyright.
Them.
But he wants to scan books that are out of print and are gone. This is lost knowledge, and
yes.
They want to put it online.
Yes,
you know, we want to close the
like
libraries.
That, like that project on the internet, I can't remember what it's called right now.
Oh, the Gutenberg Project.
Gutenberg Project. Yeah.
What? Don't even fuck with me, man. Yeah, the Gutenberg Project, which is hot. Awesome. It's a hot project. It's sexy. I just had it resent to me again, which is why it's fresh in my mind. And
cheater.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. I'm just more hooked into the web than you are.
Uh-huh,
oh,
I see.
Yeah. That's a bad
thing. See, I think this whole thing's an awesome thing.
Of course it is.
It's so awesome.
It's about, hi, I need to do reference material like Jesus Christ. Imagine.
We're going to archive everything.
And for people who disagree with this, they're like, no, man, no, it needs to be blah, blah, blah,
you're
blah, blah.
Steal money out of somebody's pocket.
Okay, turn off your computer. Don't touch it for a week. Turn off your fucking computer and don't touch it for a week. And you tell me how much access to information you really have. Have you got a library in your house? No. Do you want to go down to the local library and get regulated and fingerprinted and know what you're reading? And people go, I noticed that you're reading a lot of books on computers. These are flagged books. If you, you know, take out these set of books, if you take out, you know, How to Hack a Continent, and then books on computer security, and you read some snow crash stuff, it's going to set off the alarms. The next thing you know, you get a man in a suit knocking on your door.
The restriction of media just baffles me. The restriction of being able to publish it, share it, read it anytime, anywhere you want.
You bet.
It makes me insane.
Absolutely. The way I see it, evolve. Let the chips fall where they may. Also in Luddite news, a key House Republican promised yesterday to search for a compromise on a bill to expand stem cell research. This stem cell research is the thing that's going to, like, cure diseases and stuff.
Oh, we don't want that.
Yeah, no, none of that. So President Bush will not have to use his first veto on a measure that appears to be popular in the polls. But the president reiterates his determination to prevent taxpayer funding for projects that involve destroying embryos. Yeah, okay. There must be balance between science and ethics, Bush said. Hang on, let me say that again. There must be a balance between science and ethics, end quote, Bush said. Balance, science, and ethics. Bush, there must be no God, because for him to make a statement, there must be a balance between science and ethics. Have George Bush even talk about fucking ethics? You know, you're calling lightning on yourself in a big time way, man. That's the most hypocritical thing I've ever heard in my entire life, for have that man talk anything about ethics. Okay, you know, like, fuck you, pal. I've made my decision on how best to achieve that balance. Dude, you're an oil baron. What the fuck do you know about stem cell research? You know, shut up. The House Rules Committee Chairman David Dreyer of California, who has an anti-abortion voting record, said he's talked with Nancy Reagan about finding some kind of middle ground. Well, Nancy's pretty, you know, yeah, that's good. On Tuesday, he joined 49 other... Wait a minute. Why is Nancy Reagan even in this article?
Because the stem cell research goes towards Alzheimer's, which her husband has, and now she's all... I changed my mind.
Oh, of course, yeah, because, you know, Ronnie's all...
As soon as it affects somebody... close to you. You change. Your morals go out the window.
Oh, fucking right, man. Necessity.
Oh.
The mother of invention. Yeah, you bet. Nothing's more important than that. And I don't know why these assholes are... I didn't know... Is that what Reagan went down with? Was Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's, I believe.
Also known as mad cow disease? Yeah, that's shitty. On Tuesday, he joined 49 other House Republicans to pass a bill that would repeal the limits Bush imposed when he announced the first federal funding for stem cell research in 2001.
See, this is just for federal funding. This has nothing to do with private funding of stem cell research.
Well, yeah, but...
So this is using taxpayer money. It's like, he's not banning stem cell research.
He just doesn't want to fund it.
Public payment of stem cell research.
But when a guy...
You can donate $10 trillion to stem cell research if you want.
That's cool.
So he's not completely banning it.
Yeah, Taiwan is... Korea is actually the head of stem cell research right now.
All right.
Yeah, Korea is the guys in charge. Okay. Yeah. Now, the thing is that when an anti-abortionist is saying, no, really, we should put some money into this, and Bush is going, nope. And, you know, when the other psychos are going, no, really, really, George, you know, and they're like, Jesus all the way, we're all about Jesus. And the other guy's, yeah, we're all about Jesus and kill the gays, and yeah, we love that, and kill Jesus, and no stem cell research. And the guy going, yeah, kill the gays, and whoa, wait, we're going to need that stem cell research in order to get life extension here, George. No, fuck you, kill the gays, and no stem cell research.
But I think it would be very important the government looks into and funds.
Yeah, control technology or be controlled by it, period.
Yeah.
End of list,
you
universal law.
Your people?
Yeah. It's like Moore is even saying now. Moore, this is kind of weird. I'm getting two feeds. The guys who Moore's Law guy, the Moore's
yes.
Law guy, you know,
is
Moore's
he still
Law.
Around?
Oh yeah, huh. Moore's Law dictates that you know, computer technology doubles every 18 months. The speed of the chip.
Just stuck to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now Moore has come out in an article just recently saying that no, that won't work. That's going to end now. Moore's Law is dead. But more and more scientists are saying no, Moore's Law is going to keep up. But Moore, for some reason, come forward saying no, it's gone now. It's gone now. So he's going to try to destroy his own law. But all the other scientists saying no, dude, your law is still in effect, which I find to be
it's pretty funny,
very very weird. Actually, I'm kind of like, why?
No, you are a great prophet.
No, you are a great prophet.
Don't discount yourself.
Don't discount yourself because we have the technology, quantum computers, much. And I don't understand why, you know, they like there's that's Moore's Law. You know, the whole every 18 months, computer technology doubles. Let me give you Sean's law. Here's Sean's law. You ready for this one? If you don't master technology, you will be mastered by it. Show me in history where that's wrong.
Yeah.
Show me in history where that is wrong. Master technology or be mastered by it. Period. Evolve or die. That's what you got to do. Otherwise, you know, because that's the way the world is, Jack. Now, on to laser weapon update. Company exec says they're working with a real-life ray gun that uses... femtosecond lasers, which are light pulses less than 10 trillionth of a second, to carve away conductive channels of ionized oxygen in the air. Now, putting that into regular speech, what that is I hit you with a laser, I send electricity taser style down the laser, it strikes you, it makes all the liquid in your body explode.
Right.
Through these channels, ionotron blaster supposedly sends man-made lightning bolts, frying anyone unfortunate enough to be standing in their path up to 800 meters away.
800 meters?
Yeah, don't fuck with me, this is vehicle mounted. Okay. The feds have given the company $12 million to chase these ray gun dreams. But good luck finding anyone in the defense or energy department who will publicly endorse Ionotron's ray gun work. Nobody's saying they know anything about it, or even say they're passingly familiar with it. Nobody knows anything about this project.
But they gave $12
million. You know, I should tell them I'm working on a ray gun. A couple of months ago, Ionotron gave me a couple of contacts of officialdom. Guys who are supposedly teaming up with a Tucson firm on laser projects. Well, I tracked these folks down. They said they didn't really know much about Ionotron at all. Maybe Ionotron's research is so super secret that nobody in government will acknowledge its existence. But if the work is so secret, why does Ionotron keep bragging about it to the media? Interesting. Is somebody getting duped here? Is this like another Y2K thing where they go, we have nanotech, give us money. Yeah. We have nanotech, give us money.
Could be.
I don't know what's going on there.
Maybe they're just making up they got a grant and then they're waiting for more real ones.
Well, that's a pretty good idea. No, apparently there's records of the money going on.
Okay.
It goes on in the article that there definitely is $12 million gone.
And they should be able to trace it.
Yeah. And if it is just a dupe and they're trying to hide $12 million, they should do a better job. They should at least have one guy going, oh, yeah, and have some guy sitting at a desk in some empty office building going, you bet, I'm... Flip through the Rolodex. Ionitron, you bet. Yeah, here's all my data regarding it. You know, because you know that's got to happen. Now, I have two songs. I have a song that... wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes. UK's fucked. Strum. Okay, it's kind of like this. I am so upset about these stories. Like, occasionally, you know, I get a lot of news stories here. And these two news stories here are disturbing me on such a level. I'm dedicating a song at the end of the show to the UK Gattaca State. Let me get through these, okay? Curfew zones used to reduce yobbish behavior.
Yob?
Whatever the yobbish. Fuck yobbish behavior is. In southwest London, violate innocent youth's rights, say the lawyers. A 15-year-old model student is challenging the police use of a dispersal zones in Richmond. Unaccompanied under 16s, so anyone under the age of 16, found in a zone after 9 p.m. can be held and escorted home, whether badly behaved or not. You are 15 years old. You are in this location after 9 o'clock. You are arrested. Holy shit. Lawyers say powers do not distinguish between the innocent and the guilty, while police say they're only used on troublemakers. Richard Council says that zones, which are introduced in areas that have a history of harassment and intimidation, reduce antisocial behavior.
What? Antisocial behavior.
I'm like, first of all, since when is being antisocial a fucking crime?
It is now,
I guess. The High Court on Thursday, Lord Justice Brooke, geez, there's a nice title, and Mr. Justice Mitting heard that W, who cannot be named due to his age, we won't give his name, but we'll arrest him, has never had trouble with the police. Javen Herberg, appearing for the teenager, said the zones violate human rights of wholly innocent young people. He told the court that more than 400 zones, these are like essentially curfew martial law zones for youth, have been introduced in a 2003 Antisocial Behavior Act.
That's what it's called?
The 2003 Antisocial Behavior Act, which, while this case involves Richmond's, its implications could be much wider, he said. Okay. In a statement, the boy said police should stop people for bad behavior. So this kid was walking around, he's under the age, and he gets arrested because he's underage. Now this, to me, is coming over here very quickly. And what a better way to get people used to curfews than to start it with kids nice and young, and gradually the pot boils.
Oh yeah.
Also in UK Gattaca news, are you ready for this one? If it wasn't for the antisocial stuff, listen to this one here. A Manchester teenager has been banned from wearing a hooded sweatshirt for 5 years after a campaign of violence. I have no idea how a hooded sweatshirt and violence go together, but Dale Carroll, who's 16, of Colliehurst, Manchester, caused mayhem in an area for almost 3 years. Mayhem! Manchester's magistrate is a 16-year-old fucking up London.
Yobbish behavior and mayhem.
He once tried to cut down a CCTV lamppost with a chainsaw, threw fireworks at cyclists, and threatened one with an axe.
Well,
these are just wild accusations here. An antisocial behavior order, ASBO. Did you even hear that there's an act, there's an antisocial behavioral order, was imposed on him? The court had heard Carroll, also known as Elms, also drove a car onto pavement and down steps close to the Sparrow Pub. Dude, he's not... What has he done?
This guy sounds pretty crazy, though.
What? He attempted to cut down a lamppost. He attempted to. What was that attempt? Did he walk up to the lamppost with a chainsaw? How much is actually happening there? Okay. He threw fireworks at cyclists. He launched a bottle rocket at a guy on the street. This is not a big deal. Okay, but that's technically attacked him with explosives? I mean, it's all how you spin this. You know, look at this here. And he threatened one with an axe, holding an axe. Hey, what are you doing? He's threatening me. Bang, instantly threatened.
Yeah, we don't see contact.
What has he done? He looks like he threw a bottle rocket at a guy. And then he drove a car down some steps to the pavement. This is teenager shit. Okay, teenagers do this shit. It's horrible and unfortunate, and he's probably a dipshit. But I mean, what the hell? As well as being banned from wearing a hooded top or any kind of ball cap, Carroll cannot enter a large part of Colliehurst, including the home he shares with his mother in Mandoral Walk.
You know why he's not allowed to wear a ball cap or a hooded sweatshirt now?
Well, because it hides the cameras and
because
you can't see his
face. Because they've got a billion cameras in London.
Yeah.
yeah. Manchester.
Yeah. Yes. And of course.
You will not mask your face in any way.
Well, time for the wide sunglasses. Ice shades for $1,000.com. He was banned from congregating with more than two people, except family members, and banned from possessing fireworks, axes, and chainsaws.
The specific things he had.
He would be jailed for up to 5 years if he breaches this. Wear a ball cap, go to jail for 5 fucking years. Now, a lot of people say, well, the kid's off. No. You put the kid in juvie hall for shit like this. You don't make a ban and start making laws where you can restrict people's clothing, restrict who, you know, how many people they can talk to, because it's just, it's not even a citation. It's an antisocial behavior order. An ASPO. Okay.
Behave how we tell you to behave.
He's not allowed to go hang out with his mom in her hometown. This, to me, although the kid is probably not innocent, this, to me, is psychotic. Okay, that is how far in an extreme this, and these articles have been spun so that they seem positive.
Yeah.
And that's the best they could do. The British, the people who invented the English language, tried to spin this article so it didn't sound like, you know, basically the UK Gattaca State. And that's the best they could come up with. And good try, really, good try. But, you know, have another double there, shit pump, because your country's turning to crap. I mean, there's no, what do you say to that? When you start restricting people's clothing, who they can talk to, I mean, what's left? You know, really, I mean, you don't have to chip him yet. I mean, but he's one chip away from essentially just, you know, THX 1138.
Yeah, third strike, you get the chip, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, because you had a choice, and there you are. You were in the wrong area.
Took out the wrong books out of the library.
You bet.
Wore the wrong hat in the wrong neighborhood.
Now, here's a creepy story. I don't know if this is true, and I don't often report on 40 in news, but this one here tripped me out because it reminded me of a short story I wrote.
Uh-huh.
A monkey appeared at an Orisa temple. This monkey, okay, imagine this, you're at a temple.
Yes.
An ape, okay, walks out of the jungle, okay, kneels down, folds his hand, prays for an hour as a sign of respect, took prasad, which is this sacrament, put vermilion on his forehead, and then fucked off back into the jungle.
Well, a million monkeys on a million typewriters will eventually turn out a Shakespearean sonnet.
That's bullshit, dude. That's a creepy fucking story. If I was sitting there and some monkey came out of the forest and went, oh, yeah, prayed, did a kung fu kata and fucked off back in the jungle.
Could have been sleeping.
I would have shot the monkey, personally. Because the last thing I want is a bunch of apes learning about religion and then deciding that
God... No, you should breed.
No, bad.
More praying monkeys.
No praying monkeys. Retard. Because if they read the Bible, they go, oh, man descended from monkey. Right?
Yeah.
Man descended from monkey. Man sinned against God. Monkey hasn't sinned against God. Therefore, we're the rightful heirs of the planet. Kill all humans.
That's right. Monkey rights.
Monkey rights. Well, last thing I want...
R-I-T-E-S.
I don't want a monkey fatwa jihad declared on the human race. Because I don't know about you, but I saw a gorilla once, and I cannot take one in a physical fight. But mind you, it might spur people on to build Mecca. But still, I'm sorry. I'm a little freaked out about praying monkeys. Just, you know... Praying monkeys freak me out. What if they get, like, psychic powers and stuff? Imagine that. A telekinetic monkey. Ooh, frightening.
They can talk to their other monkey friends.
And then they can organize groups.
Humans are coming.
Yeah, that's right. Get the axe, you know?
It's a trick. Get the axe.
Well, in Australia, they had a bunch of baboons just turned on a town, slaughtered them near the turn of the century. Because
they needed
a big
killing.
Yeah, those fucking Australians. Desert Runner, you suck. We're going to kill you. That's what the monkey said. He was praying and God
They were trying
him.
To find Desert Runner, in fact.
Yeah, they were. The monkey mafia. You don't seem to care about that story. And maybe it's fake. Maybe it's a fake story. Could
probably
be. It's from an Indian newspaper. Who knows? Okay, I'm not saying that Indian newspaper is fake, but they report on a lot of very weird shit.
They're all hopped up on the incense in that temple or something. I don't know. They're seeing stuff.
This is the most bizarre thing in the world. How? Jesus, your atheism blinds you sometimes. When the monkey came out and could fly. You know, okay, maybe you're smoking too much shit. But I think it merits mention on Newsreel that they got some monkeys praying in India.
The monkey sat there. He fell asleep for an hour. He was
praying,
playing around with the stuff that was at the altar, and then he took off to the woods because it tasted awful or whatever.
Now that's feasible. That's a feasible one. Okay, and I hope you're right. He comes back with a bunch more, and they all start getting anointment and baptisms
then,
and shit.
Then
I'm concerned. Yeah,
yes,
that's
then
a little
be concerned. One monkey doing random things.
No, not so good. Then you get monkeys stripping assembling weapons, monkeys reading books, you know, not so good.
Yeah.
In brainwashing news, more on the MPAA brainwashing children. This is great. In the fall of 2005, The Entertainment Software Association will be launching an educational outreach program aimed at raising elementary school students' awareness and respect for intellectual property rights.
Wonderful.
Yes, children, you can't learn this because you're not licensed to. With the help of a cartoon crew, you ready for this, called the C-Team, with the copyright logo, the C-Team. The program curricula will introduce students to basic principles of copyright law, provide positive guidelines to help students copyright in school, at home, and on the internet.
So this stuff inherently doesn't make sense to children, so now they've got to be brainwashed into thinking it's true and makes sense.
Yeah, as opposed to
what, we
sharing.
Can't share?
Yeah.
What about kindergarten?
No, sharing sharing is only
that
for
wasn't
like...
right? Our kindergarten teacher said it's wrong to share music?
Like,
and art we made in art class that we drew?
So for all those elementary school students who are listening and shouldn't be listening to this show, no, everything's okay. Your parents are on crack.
What I
want to
see,
share.
What I want to see is the art class right after they take this copyright crap, and everyone at the bottom of their art picture put a little C and
that's
their
right.
name.
Yeah.
Fuck, that would make me mad.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, that'd be sick and weird because you know they're going to be doing that. The but on the upside though. Photoshop fuel much? I want to see these cartoon characters of the C-Team being photoshopped by, you know, various people. I mean, Ed Fungus could have a day with the Sean Kennedy cartoon character versus the C-Team.
Oh,
hell,
yeah.
We might even have a new copyright. You know, they could be like, wow. I mean, oh.
That's so good.
I mean, there's so much fuel for that, but that's what they're doing. In Spec Ops news, now listen to this one. The CIA is conducting a war game this week to simulate an unprecedented, you ready for this line here? Ready for this one? This is a great combination of words.
Okay.
An unprecedented September 11th-like electronic assault. Now,
what?
I put it to you, how would you emulate an electronic assault that's like September 11th? Would I take my computer, hire a government operator to go over and throw it at my house? Because that's the only way I can think of to simulate a September 11th electronic assault against the United States. The three-day exercise known as Silent Horizon.
Ooh, Jesus, good name.
Man,
good
the guys doing the digital baptisms for these things are fucking switched
Silent
on.
Silent Horizon.
Somebody should make like a, like you get like Operation Industrial Typewriter. You know, they take two nouns. They take any noun and any adjective and they just kind of throw it together. Operation Silent CD is meant to test the ability of government and industry to respond to escalating internet disruptions over many months, according to participants. They spoke on condition of anonymity because the CIA asked them not to disclose details of the sensitive exercise taking place at Charlottesville, Virginia, about 2 hours southwest of Washington. All you WOGs locally, you should go down there and check out what the CIA is doing. The simulated attacks were carried out for 5 years in the future by a fictional new alliance. Now, you ready for this? This is what the CIA is saying is the enemy in their exercise.
Okay.
Is a fictional anti-American organizations,
yes.
Okay, that are hacking, that include anti-globalization hackers.
Good.
Okay, now the thing is that globalization is anti-globalization, so they're saying CIA is like, we like globalization, we think it's cool, even though
obviously.
You know, obviously. So anyone who's against
anti-globalization.
Globalization.
Corporations.
And kind of, you know, uses the internet, you're now a hacker. So I'm the target persona of this particular CIA operation.
Oh, yeah.
Operation Silent Horizon, or Fuck Over Sean. The most serious damage was expected to be inflicted in the closing hours of the war game Thursday. The national security simulation was significant because of its premise, a devastating cyber attack that affects governments all parts of the economy on a scale of 2001 suicide hijacking. Contradicts assurances by U.S. counterterrorism experts that such effects from cyber attack are highly unlikely. Unless you talk to Legion of Doom, who will tell you that, yes, they can turn off the internet in half an hour. Which, believe you fucking me, you better be pretty happy that... Imagine if they'd done the September 11th attacks and then the internet went down. Oh, my God. Let's talk about panic. And I have a toxic alert for you. It seems that pesticides could cause Parkinson's disease, and the suspicions of that have been strengthened. The more pesticides you are exposed to, the higher your risk of developing the disease. Say investigators who have studied almost 3,000 people in 5 European countries. The results reinforce the need for amateur gardeners and farmers alike to wear protective equipment when spraying pesticides.
Don't stop using them. Just wear the protective equipment.
Or get some ladybugs. That's handy.
Yeah.
You know,
work well.
You can buy ladybugs. You can buy them. But I would like a sack of ladybugs.
We wouldn't want to take money out of Monsanto's pockets, though. You got to keep the corporate interest in mind, Sean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that's important.
It is.
That's some important shit right there.
Don't talk against anti-globalization.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I am an anti-globalization. Like, it makes me sick to even say hacker. I'm not even a hacker. By cyberpunk terms, I'm a media. Really. If you look
media,
at the game book, yeah, Sim and I are both medias. It's almost right on the wire. I'm actually
kind of mind hack. That's it.
No. I'm a media. I'm definitely media. If you read the Cyberpunk description of media, we're medias for sure.
Well, you read it out to me. It was
Yeah,
that's about right.
I might also fall slightly into the solo category, but, you know, I'd rather not go that way because I'd be labeled a terrorist. And info entrapment news. Now, this is an interesting point that I hadn't thought of. Appearance of online of Revenge of the Sith because of its official release raises some interesting questions, particularly in light of yesterday's takedown of the elite torrent BitTorrent indexing site. Was the leak, in fact, a honey trap set by the MPAA to give bounty hunters a clear shot at nailing torrent users?
I have a high suspicion of that, actually.
That's what a couple of emails from people who refer to Remain Anonymous suggest, because they're afraid for their fucking rights because they'll be labeled as anti-globalist hackers, a possibility bolstered by the fact in the press statement the FBI and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement were able to state, verify specifically that Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith was available for downloading the network more than 6 hours before it was first shown in the theaters. And the next 24 hours was downloaded more than 10,000 times. So unless you're watching The Wire... You know?
It was available 6 hours before because it wasn't the one that was shot in the theater. It was off a work print released or leaked by the company itself or a worker from the company.
Apparently it's their graphics processing team.
And I haven't heard one word about them trying to go against the company itself or the worker, the employees of the company.
I would imagine that entire team is fucking fired. I imagine Lucas...
Maybe, unless it's an official leak.
If anybody knows what happened to that team, because I know I got some people in the film industry who got some connections down there, find out what the fuck happened to those guys, okay? Because maybe they didn't fire anyone, and if nobody got fired and they're charging people, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
And responding to news reports... And incidentally, come to think of that, if you're working for Lucas in an editing graphics studio, why would you give it away? What's your incentive?
You wouldn't.
No, because you're at the top of the fucking food. You'd be fucked and super trackable.
He's the top.
Yeah, like you're at the... I'm in LucasArts in the graphics department. Thank you. I am better than Disney. So not only am I going to put a version online, I'm going to put a version online that has something on the screen that will show without a doubt where it came from.
These are the same guys that worked on Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Same company.
So I'm kind of like, no. This whole thing smells big time like an info entrapment. And in censorship news, you ready for this? An Indianapolis father is appearing on Marion County judge's unusual order that prohibits him and his ex-wife from exposing their child to non-mainstream religious beliefs and rituals.
Non-mainstream.
The parents practice Wicca. This isn't even like something weird, okay? Wicca's been around since the 70s.
Very common.
Very, very common. A contemporary pagan religion that emphasizes the balance of nature and reverence with the earth. Holy shit.
That's awful.
Globalization. Cal J. Bradford, chief judge of the Marion Supreme Court, Superior Court, kept the unusual provision in the court's divorce decree last year over their fierce objections, the court records show. The order does not define a mainstream religion. So if they want to teach a kid Scientology, I guess that'd be okay. But not Wicca. I would pray to trees in a heartbeat. I would seriously baptize myself in mud rather than follow... If you want to follow religion... Go with Wicca. They're not big on killing each other.
No.
Not really big on that. No fatwas in Wicca. Oh, I was talking to a Muslim guy about that. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, fatwa kind of means like, divine kill or sanctified killing. I'm like, sanctified killing. And that's one of those words I repeat
killing
to myself.
From God.
It's sanctified killing. That's a phrase you repeat until it makes sense or doesn't make sense. And you don't have to repeat it very often. It's sanctified killing. Sanctified killing. So, yeah, they're banning people from getting involved with Wicca.
Not the religion they should be banning.
Because it's America, where we have freedom of religion.
Except
when you want to teach your children about your religion.
That's
what
right.
The fuck?
Yeah.
And today's Daily Hack, which is an amazing one. I printed this out. This was sent to me. I can't remember who sent it to me, but I printed it out. And then...
And you lost it.
Well, I lost it. I think it was Dead Code. It was Dead Code. I'm not sure. But I didn't want to give it credit. So I put thanks to someone. Whoever
that
you
person
are,
will know.
I'll email me and I'll make sure, just because I want to give credit. But anyway... It's from The New Scientist, and it's got a lot of add-on information about modafinil, and they found out that, you know, the best way to do that stuff was 40 hours on, 8 hours off, shit like that. They're talking about a lot of different research. But it's 11 steps to a better brain. Very comprehensive. Diet, breakfast, lunch, dinner, what the kind of foods you want to eat, how you want to sleep. It's amazing. A really good article.
Well, that's what you asked for a couple shows ago, right?
I did. Yeah. Actually, as a matter of fact, right after I asked for that, I was doing the show format, and I'm like, oh, that's creepy. That's creepy. Creepy. So, yeah, apparently I'll probably get this sent to me a million times, but it's today's Daily Hack, so maybe I'll be able to stem the flow. It is 11 steps to a better brain. It doesn't matter how brainy you are or how much education you had, you can still improve and expand your mind. Boosting your mental facilities does not have to mean studying or becoming a reclusive bookworm. There are a lot of tricks, techniques, and habits, as well as changing your lifestyle, diet, and behavior that can help you flex your gray matter and get the best out of your brain cells. And here are 11 of them. As well, there's on the Daily Hacks, there's that sniper link. You can go check that out. And you got anything else, Tim?
No.
And that's all we got for you today. But don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive in this crazy world we live in. This is a free broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of... Forley, Druid Y. Simmeru, Tara, David. Druid Y. Simmeru just sent me a flag from Wales. I just got a flag from Wales, I should note, which says, how about for... you got the letter here. I'm looking at the flag. How about this for a pressy with a bit of a difference? I bet not many people can say they have a Canadian flag that has come off the top of the battlements of a British castle, let alone the castle from the capital city of Wales, Cardiff Castle. Very cool.
Nice.
Thank you very much, Druid. Very, very cool. And I got those photos, too. Super neat. I'm going to do something cool with the flag. Don't know what yet. So, Four Elite, Druid Y. Simmeru, Tara, David, Jesse, Grey Ghost, Drake, Triad, Philip, Robert, Mainframe, Russell, Michael, Andrew, End User, Christopher, Derek, Jesse, Joseph, Eric, Desert Runner, Steve, Matt, Steve, Brandon, Jesse, Peter, Keith, Peter, Timor, Malcolm, Rosalie, Sergeant Tibbs, Evan, Matt, Austin, David, Host Mojo, Adam, Jonathan, Richard, Brandon, Noog, Jonathan, Philip, Jason, Art, Matt, Duel, Michael, Charles, Matthew, Lars, Eric, Dark Nature, and Brandon. News this month was Charles. Thank you very, very much. And if you would like to help keep this daily broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the Donate tab. Special thanks to the Hard Netrunners, the Winged Monkeys, who brought in all the news today. Desert Runner, Dead Code, It, Ed Weird, Nomad, Nightfall, Gemini, and Chance Catalyst. Digital baptisms today, Choi Wookie is now Caps Locker. And upcoming events, make sure you check the page. And thanks again to everyone for their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel. That's newsreel at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by Seabound called Beyond Flatline. Going to leave you now with a track I'm dedicating to those freedom fighters in the UK. It's a track called Agnes Die by a group that sings only using vocals called Chanticleer. And all their stuff is amazing. But this particular track I send out to those in the Gattaca UK state. So until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.